Engine Bro here, and welcome to day one. You made it. Nice job. All right. Today you get to learn how to breathe. And before you say, I know how to breathe, well, let me give you some tips. And they're going to cover four different areas. The first are your eyes. What does eyes have to do with breathing? You'll find out. Your nose, your spine, and your belly. So first, when you're in your practice area, ideally you close your eyes on down. For some people, closing their eyes makes them feel uncomfortable. They might have had a trauma where their eyes are closed, so I understand that. So if you don't feel comfortable closing your eyes, just close your eyelids on down, maybe 3/4 of the way down. You can still see a little bit. But whether you close your eyes completely or keep them a little bit open, I want you to have a relaxed, or what we call, soft gaze. So this would be a gaze that you'd use if you're looking out at a panoramic view. It could be an ocean, it could be a field, or a mountain. You're not focusing intently on one thing, but you're using your peripheral vision. When you look very intently at one thing, it uses a lot of energy because it's using a different part of your retina. When you have a soft gaze, it's less intense. Less information goes into your brain. Some people like to say that your eyes are the only part of your brain that's on the outside. Okay, so when you are breathing and doing the mind gym work, even if you have your eyes a little bit open, have that soft gaze. And if you have your eyes closed, still have that soft gaze underneath your eyelids. Okay, so that's number one, your eyes. Secondly, you're mainly going to breathe through your nose. Now, there every once in a while in advanced practices, you will breathe out through your mouth. Rarely are you going to breathe in through your mouth. Pretty much always breathe in through your nose, and most of the time you're going to breathe out through your nose. Now, why? Well, there are a whole host of benefits of nasal breathing. It filters any kind of dust or allergens or other things in the air. It also moisturizes your breath. It regulates airflow. You actually get more oxygen when you breathe in through your nose. It slows your breath rate down, and it helps build lung volume. It can reduce the risk of illness. It helps form a natural dental arch. So there's actually things that impact your teeth from nasal breathing. It's been shown to increase memory, and it increases nitric oxide, and that expands your blood vessels and lowers your blood pressure. It also decreases your heart rate and calms you down because it stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system. So a whole bunch of reasons why to breathe through your nose. Well, you don't have to remember those all, but just try it. Breathe through your nose. The third one is your spine. You want to have your spine in a natural arch. So one of the ways to do that is if you're sitting on a chair, sit towards the edge of the chair. So your feet are firmly on the ground. You can rest your hands on your knees, your palms down. Some people like to have their palms up, but whatever is more comfortable for you. But have a natural arch in your spine. And then lastly, your belly. When you're breathing, you want to really relax your belly. No one's looking, no one's taking a picture. And really relax that belly. The way you breathe, and the reason we all breathe, is our diaphragm contracts and relaxes. So the lungs don't have any capacity to bring in air by themselves. It's the movement of that diaphragm, and relaxing your belly helps that diaphragm do its job. So what I'd like you to do is sit on the edge of your chair and either close your eyes or close your eyelids mostly down, and then relax your gaze as if you're looking out over a beautiful scene. Have that nice natural arch in your spine, and then also tuck your chin. When you tuck your chin, it allows you to have that full flow of air back in the nasal passages. If your chin is up, it compresses that chamber and you'll sniff. It'll be maybe a half second, and that's all you can do. Yet, when you tuck that chin, you'll learn to take a breath in. You could hold it for 10, 20 seconds. Okay, breathing in 10, 20 seconds. If your chin is up, almost impossible. It's just the physiology of it. Okay, so sit at the edge of your chair. Nice natural arch in your spine. chin tucked. And now place your hands on your belly. And begin to take deep breaths in through your nose and out through your nose. You don't need to try to control or direct your breath. Just allow it to come and go. And with your hands on the front of your belly, feel your belly expand when you breathe in. And then when you exhale, feel it contract. Go at your own pace and your own depth. And now you can move your hands out to the sides. Put your hands on your side ribs. And feel those expand and contract as you breathe in and out at a pace and a depth that's right for you. Feel the air going in and out of your nose. Feel in your sinus cavities, the back of your throat, and feel your body accommodating that breath. Now allow your hands to move to your back, those back ribs. Feel those ribs expanding and contracting with each breath. Your ribs on the front and the sides and the back will all work. They're going to expand a little bit and contract a little bit. That's it. Good. And without trying to direct or control your breath, you may find that each breath seems easier and deeper. You may find with no effort at all, each breath becomes easier and deeper. And your mind's going to go where it's going to go. You're going to have thoughts. And you can bring in those thoughts with your inhalation. And let those thoughts go with your exhalation. Just like wind blows away a dry leaf or pushes the clouds across your vision in the sky. No attempt to control your thoughts. Your thoughts will come and go. But with very little effort on your part, you may find that your breath slows down. And as your breath slows down, your heart rate slows down. Your blood pressure lowers. And your brain actually slows down. Just enjoy the feeling of breathing. Nothing else to do. Nowhere else to be right now. That's it. we'll just go a little bit more. Enjoy the depth and pace of your breathing. Notice how your mind may be in a different place than it was when you started. You might feel lighter, or you might feel heavier and grounded. Beautiful, nice job. Now allow your mind to come back. Come back to this time, this place. Feel the strength and support of the chair or the ground beneath you. Perhaps notice the temperature of the air on your skin or the feeling of the clothing on your body. Become aware of the sounds of your breath, maybe sounds there in the room you're in or outside. And then take 2 or 3 easy breaths. And when you're ready, open your eyes. All right, beautiful. Nice job. You're done with day one. How was it? Now, for some people, if you're not used to nasal breathing or deep belly breathing, some people actually get a little lightheaded because they're actually not used to having that much oxygen, but it's a good thing, so keep working through it. And if you want to do this again and practice this again, then do that. Or just be a little more cognizant and aware of your breathing throughout the day. All right, great job, and I look forward to seeing you back here in the Mind Gym for day 2.